Number 44 from October of 2008, Church in the Barn. I want to take this opportunity to thank all the people who put in time, effort, and talent to make the second annual picnic at the Ponderosa a great success. We had great music, great rally day activities, great games, great worship, and of course, great food. My biggest regret was that I was not yet feeling up to tasting all of that great-looking food. Oh well, there's more where that came from. As Deborah and I were cleaning up and putting things back in order in the barn, I started to think of how neat it was to see all those people in our barn singing, praying, listening, and worshiping. It probably seems a little odd for most folks to think about God in a barn, but not really for me. I started reflecting on how much I had learned about God out in our old barn at home. I also remembered how many discussions about the Christian church happened in our various barns as I grew up. In fact, my best theological training happened when we were pitching manure by hand. Some barns can be scooped out with the loader tractor, and those aren't much for learning about God and the church, because the machinery is running and you can't talk. But the barns where you have to pitch by hand, those are the ones where a young Lutheran can learn. It is quiet with handwork, and you can pitch a little and then talk a little, pitch a little and talk a little. You don't feel like you have to talk all the time, so there's no pressure to babble on about nothing. But if you have a good story or a real concern, you can just pause, lean on your four-tined fork, and expound, or even ask a question. Oftentimes, my Uncle Carl, Grandpa John, and my dad were all there together with me working on a particularly thick pile of the organic matter. That is when I would learn how things really operated in the Christian church, or at least that is when I learned how things operated in the German Lutheran church that we attended. I learned that the church is both God's kingdom on earth and a place where a bunch of hard-headed German sinners came to wrangle with each other. I learned that most of them, for better and for worse, were my relatives. I learned that you have to love them when you can and call them out when they are too far over the line. I learned how Christ lives in people's hearts and it makes them different. These were the people that were held up as examples and were shown the greatest respect. I found out that the Pharisees were not just folks in the Bible, but there is Pharisee in all of us. Grandpa said that they were folks who talked a good game but never played. They were people who were all show and no go. They were all hat and no cattle. And sometimes they were us. I learned about moral standards and values in the barn. I heard stories of negative examples in the community and knew I never wanted to be them. I learned that God made us caretakers of the land and the animals, and he cares about them just like he does us, and he wants us to care for them too. I learned that work is a good thing, and it can feel good to work hard and accomplish something. I learned that cleanliness really is next to godliness. I learned that it doesn't matter where you are, because God is there. He is in the beautiful stained glass windows and organ music in church. He is in the Sunday school classrooms and the Bible classes. He is in the trees and the ponds and the streams. He is in our hearts and our lives. But mostly, he is in our barn.